So it's the fourth week of November, at least in Wednesdays for our show, and here we are down in Kokomo again. I know I say this every time, but the time just flies, doesn't it? It's Thanksgiving. We're looking at the holidays already.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way as a mayor too?
I do. I tell my wife the days are very long, and the weeks are very long, but the months and the years are very short. So I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Well, you've been busy, and I see you had recently, I believe the last week or so, a chamber luncheon with Senator Donnelly?
That was, yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Yeah, a couple days ago. And
that was with the Greater Kokomo Chamber.
Yes.
And he was the guest speaker.
He was the guest speaker, yes.
What was his message?
He talked a lot about everything from North Korea to, didn't talk much about the tax increase bill that's in front of Congress, but talked a little bit about North Korea and national security, and then talked about the drug opioid epidemic going on across the country, and the challenges that each state and each locality is facing, and just talked a little bit about those things, kind of gave an overview of what's happened over the last year or two, and he talked a little bit about unemployment and the economy, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a chance to talk to him yourself?
Just before the meeting, he kind of
briefly went
around and talked with different tables and things. And at the end, he did a question and answer, and really, there really wasn't any pressing questions in that last part of the talk.
Well, you know, it's almost December 2018, just around the corner, and I know Governor Holcomb touted that it was a historic year for Indiana job commitments and wages. Looking back, is that something that was seen here in Kokomo?
Kokomo's unemployment is hovering right around, I think, 3 or 3.4%, something like that. The entire, the worst county in the state, I think, is still around 5.2, which most people would tell you 4.5% unemployment is pretty much full employment. There are always people in transition, you know, coming in and out of the workforce, moving into a community, leaving a community, all those things. So if you're at 4.5%, you're pretty much at full employment. So our state was really at full employment. So, the biggest increase percentage-wise in the Kokomo economy has been the construction jobs over the last year. Indiana University Kokomo just did their economic forecast for next year, and they talked about this last year that was the biggest increase. I think almost 10% in construction jobs, and a lot of that is building construction and obviously road construction and sidewalk construction, things like that.
Mm-hmm. About a week later, the governor also said that sometimes the state says that we wish D.C. would let us do our own thing, but local cities can say that about the state. So there's a balance between, you know, all the politics, and I, of course, brought this up with Mayor Hamilton in Bloomington last week, and he had a few things to say about that. But in your mind, is there a happy balance, too, overall?
Yeah, there are certain things I wish the state would take on, and they usually take a hands-off. And it seems like it's some of the big things, like a statewide smoking ban or things like that. And they've left that up to locals, but then they weigh in on individual communities. Bloomington's went through this, but they're not the first one on annexations, on different things that when the city tries to, Bloomington, like Kokomo a few years ago, 8 years ago, we had not done an annexation since 1985. So, all during the late 80s, the 90s, and the first part of this century, we had these subdivisions pop up in and around Kokomo, new development, and they all of them were on city sewers. A lot of them were receiving city fire protection, and we had to annex, just like they had done in Hamilton County and some of these other. Lafayette had done a large annexation a few years ago, so we had to do that as well. Bloomington went through this, tried to last year. And the legislature intervened. And so they seems they kind of pick and choose sometimes whether they are hands-on or hands-off. And so Governor Holcomb probably feels the same way as a governor with Washington, D.C. They'll jump in and stop him or intervene at times. And then sometimes when he wishes they would help, they take a hands-off approach. So it's probably very similar.
I saw you were on a panel for the, it was the celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Public Policy Institute. You talked about how cities can be more innovative and efficient, and especially with tight budgets, and well, and the fact that it's just, it's taxpayer money too, that you really do need to be efficient with your funds,
yes,
right?
Yes, and we try to be. We try to make strategic investments with our limited funds but the name of the game in economic development is talent attraction. That's the name of the game. And Amazon proved that with their, they set out a strict criteria of what they expected and which communities they were looking at. And that is really, maybe not to that extent or that massive level that they were looking at, but that's what all businesses look at. How do we attract top talent? And you attract top talent through your economic development needs, through quality of life, making clean cities, safe cities, all those things that we've talked about for years and years, and that was only solidified by Amazon's announcement. So, for us, it is how do we take our money and spend it on things that will have the biggest impact on quality of place or quality of life, and that's what we try to do. So that's walk paths, nice parks. Strategic investments, making sure we have the amenities that people desire. Things like we have two dog parks. We have for 5 years, 6 years now. We have an east side, west side, but we've made a lot of investments in those parks and our trails, we think it's really helped us and helped separate us from a lot of communities.
I wanted to bring up the opioid epidemic again, just because we had a good talk last month about that, but now I see the county kind of had a town meeting as well. Does the city have a role in this?
We do, and this is the second big public meeting we've had with that. We have subgroups. Our deputy mayor serves on one of those subgroups with some other community leaders. It's a challenge. The state has said it's and everything I read says it will probably get worse before it gets better. And so we still haven't stopped with the creating new addicts through pain medicine, and we've slowed that down to where the distribution of painkillers has slowed down somewhat per capita, but we're still over-prescribing much more than we were 10, 15 years ago.
Mm. Road work. Always road work, always road updates. I think it's probably one of the things you probably get asked about the most. Sure. And I hear a roundabout being completed too?
Yeah, I would tell people there's two seasons in Indiana. You have winter and road construction season. So those are the two. We're finishing a couple of big projects down at Home and Hoffer near the new Humane Society animal shelter that's under construction now, just south of the downtown area. Which is just across the street from the Industrial Heritage Trail. And then on Markland, we're putting in a new roundabout at Markland and Park Avenue. We hope that will be opened up sometime next week. Probably won't be completed, but it will be, you'll be able to drive on it and it'll be operable, even though we won't have all the concrete work and such finished. But probably by the middle of next week, it'll be open and functional.
I have to bring up, for those who are listening to this on the podcast, what you're wearing today, because there's some big news also going on in the sporting area here as well.
Yeah, Friday night, Kokomo plays in the state, IHSAA State 5A football championship game against Columbus East. And we're very excited for our kids. They've had, we've got a great group of young kids, and they kind of struggled early in the season. We're fans, so we try to make it to as many games as possible, but they ended up winning the sectional here for the third year in a row, and they won the regional for the second time in 3 years, and then won their semi-state game. First time we'd hosted a semi-state game last week against Michigan City, and so now they're in the state final, so we're wishing the Wildcat football team success.
And this was the first time that they've made the state final in this system, right?
Yes,
that's
yeah.
set up now for that's, Indiana
yes,
High School.
Yes, since it's been set up in the early 70s or so. And so, yeah, back in the day, I think they may have been champions or co-champions when they used to just base it on the Associated Press polling. But this is the first time under the new, with class football. So.
So, you know, I don't want to jump ahead, but if they do win, there'll be a big celebration here in Kokomo.
I won't be organizing, but I'd love to participate in it. They don't let me, they don't put me in charge of too many of the fun things. So, yeah, probably will be.
You know, we're kind of wrapping up here 2017. Any projects that you're looking to kind of finish up overall?
You know, we've really focused, like I say, on some, we have a lot of building construction going on with our apartments and some of those things. Those do have some streetscapes that will be incorporated with them. So some of that's happening right now. Unfortunately, we ran out of weather and we've ran out of good weather and time before we ran out of projects. So we hope it's a fairly mild winter, and we hope it's a short winter, and we've got things teed up for next spring to get started and hopefully really work on creating this city that we're trying to with this, you know, the pedestrian friendly and the walkability and all those things. So we've got some neighborhoods we're going to focus on next year, and hopefully make a lot of aesthetic improvements and connect our city even more so.
And also preserving the past, Cyberling Mansion renovations, almost done, not quite yet, but big time for them as they get all their Christmas lights up. It looks great over there.
It does. It looks nice, and it's interesting. And maybe we can talk about this next month. We extend our trail on the north side of downtown, working to connect it to the far north side. There was one home left along the trail that had been built. We knew it was an older home, and so we had to make sure we had left access for that home, or we just offered to buy it so we could make it a trail that's designated specifically for cars and bicyclists. So anyways, long story short, we discovered the house was built somewhere around 1870. So we were going to demo it. We've now discovered it's built around 1870. So we are now in the process of restoring and stabilizing and kind of making improvements. So this home will be a feature now along the trail. It's almost a little bit more than a log cabin, but not much more. It's kind of, the old bones are there. So yeah, it's just a few blocks north of downtown. So we're in the process of preserving that, which was something we weren't planning on doing, but once we discovered and pulled the siding off and had a local historian look at it, they determined it was built somewhere around 1870. So maybe next month we can kind of get some shots of it.
Yeah. This is Thanksgiving week. A message from the mayor to everybody on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm just thankful. We've had a good year, last, you know, 4 or 5 years been faced with a lot of bad weather and some bad events, and this year seemed a little more fortunate. And so, just very grateful and looking forward to spending time with the family.